Welcome to the Author Factor Podcast, where we break down exactly how smart business owners and corporate leaders leverage the powerful advantage of being a published book author. I'm your host, Mike Capuzzi, and you're in the right place if you want profitable nonfiction book writing tips. Welcome back to another insightful episode of the Author Factor Podcast. My guest today is Phoebe Trotman, a Vancouver-based entrepreneur and distinguished athlete who has been inducted into several sports halls of fame. Phoebe embodies resilience, a quality she brilliantly shares in her first book, Never Quit on a Bad Day, Inspiring Stories of Resilience, which is a source of energy and empowerment, offering tools for overcoming challenges and fostering gratitude for life's journey. Phoebe, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Mike. I've been looking forward to this.
Your bio is kind of cool, as I was sharing with you before we hit record. So I'm going to shut up. I'd love to hear more about what you have done, your sports history, and where that's led you to today.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Mike. I love what you're doing with this podcast, and it really is truly an honor to be able to share. And so I'm a soccer player. I'm an athlete. I started at a very young age. I've had an incredible career in terms of being able to play the collegiate level and then professional after that. That being said, you know, national championships at all levels. And so I'm so grateful for playing on amazing teams. And a lot of personal accolades as well, too, you know, being inducted into Sports Hall of Fame and then having Player of the Year and MVPs and different things like that. However, I share that only to share that there have been a lot of bumps along the journey. It hasn't always been every team, you know, right on that team and I'm starting. I've had those moments where I didn't make a team and I had to overcome that. I've had moments where I wasn't starting. I was sitting on the bench or sometimes not even playing. And I've had to push through those challenges. And that's why I've been able to have the success that I've been able to have.
And I guess the fact that you've, you know, had such a distinguished sports career, now it makes sense, never quit on a bad day. Because I'm, like you said, I'm guessing there was probably one or two over the course of your career. So let's start focusing, Phoebe, on your book. So you just published it this past year. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Tell me a little bit more about why you decided to do a book, why the book? And then if you don't mind sharing, what was the thought, before we jump into the book, what was the thought for creating it? Like, what are you looking to do with the book?
Yeah, well, with the book is really a book. It's more than just short stories. It's a compilation of short stories. However, there's also workbook pages, a section called Reflections on Resilience. And that section is really for the reader, because I truly believe we are all incredibly resilient. Sometimes we just don't remember it, or we don't acknowledge some of the things that we've gone through that have helped us to become the person that we are today. So the book is really designed to help people on their own journey, because we all face challenging times. We all have frustration. Oftentimes we see people's highlight reel. However, we don't always know what they've gone through to get to where they are. And that's why I shared with you in terms of my, you know, the list of accolades, which I'm so grateful for. However, a lot of times people don't know it hasn't always been that simple. You know, there were those bumps in the journey. And that's why this book is really so powerful, because it shares the story behind the story.
Publishing a book is a challenge, as you well know, right? I don't know how long it took you to, from the idea that you had to the day it was published, but what was the thought? Was it just a way of sharing? You know, you wanted to use the book to share? Was it, you know, you wanted to use it to make connections in the business world? You know, what was some of the intention that you were thinking about when you decided to publish it?
Yeah, so I had always, for the last, I'd say 5 to 7 years, I've had on my heart to create something to help and inspire and encourage. I've just been, had incredible mentors, and I read a lot, and, you know, people have poured into me, and that has helped me on my journey. And I wanted to create something to do the same for other people. That being said, I didn't really know what that was going to be. I was just open. I knew what I wanted to do. I just wasn't sure how I would do that. And some dear friends of mine, we were chatting and I shared that, and they're like, you should write a book. And I chuckled, because I've had people say that in the past. And I'm always like, Nah, I'm okay. However, something in that moment with them, they did flip it on me, and they really shared that a book wasn't just about me, it's the people I could help. And that's always been on my heart. And so when they said it in that way, it landed differently, and I was like open to it. However, I knew if I was going to write a book, it had to do two things. Number one, it had to help and encourage and inspire people. And number two, I had to feel passionate about what I was going to write about. And I remember the like that night when I was talking to them, the month before that is when I was inducted into the Quilton Sports Hall of Fame, and we had an interview. And in that process, the interviewer asked me what sport has given me. And I shared, so many life skills and the incredible highs, but I also shared it was a lot of those lows and pushing through, as I shared already, that had led to the highs. And that's when it clicked. And I was like, that's what I want to write a book
That's
about. That's
awesome.
what I want to share, the story behind the story of what people go through, so that people reading can realize, number one, they're not alone. And number two, here are some tips and ideas and techniques and things you can do to push through when you're going through your own struggle, which we know will happen because we live
Right.
life has bumps and challenges, as you know as well too. And so that's really what the book is all about.
I'd like to go a little deeper because what you shared there was very insightful. From, again, this podcast is meant to inspire maybe someone who's thinking about what you've done but hasn't done it. And so oftentimes, Phoebe, I'll either when we were talking, like our business, we help people publish books. So a lot of times when not, often, people will get on our initial calls and they explain all the reasons why they can't write a book. They don't have the time. They're not a great writer. Yada yada yada. And I always try to flip it and say, well, listen, try to take that spotlight off of you and put it on the people that this book is meant to help. Because as you and I both know, books are very powerful devices. Even in this day and age where there's so many other media opportunities, a book is still a very powerful way to connect with people. And if you can shine the light on that person that you might be able to help, who you may never know, I mean, not everyone tells you that your book made a huge difference in their life, but that's how to focus it. And I think what you shared is exactly that sort of connection you made. It's like, this is about helping others. Yes, it's about helping me and but it's really about how I can help others. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's so important because I really looked at the book as I'm writing to the younger Phoebe. I'm writing to the person who was reading. And I mean, you can see my like all I have books everywhere around me because I love to read. And so I was writing it from that standpoint of some of the things that I've loved in the books that I've had an opportunity to read and how I've grown. And also, what are some of those pieces that, oh, that would have been cool if that was in there? Or, what if I could? And that's really how I designed it, thinking about that end person who's going to be reading it on a day when things are great, or maybe they're reading on a day where it's really challenging for them. And how can I help them? How can I share some of the knowledge that I've accumulated over these years in personal development and workshops and videos and podcasts and YouTubes and all that, and put it into something that I know will help people? And my heart is just overflowing with gratitude for all the reviews and the feedback that I've had from people who have read the book and have been moved in a way where they've moved forward in their own dreams and their own passions and have taken that step forward. And that's really what it's all about. And so I'm just grateful for my contributors. I'm grateful for the readers and just being able to share and help, really and truly help people.
Now, was there a targeted reader or maybe a set of readers, Phoebe, that you were thinking about as you were putting this book together? Is it for everybody? Is it just for, can you describe a little bit more?
Yeah, it's really for the people out there who have dreams and goals, who want to move forward, and maybe they are moving forward. However, it's really they maybe they've been discouraged. They've been hit by something along their journey that they felt a little bit discouraged or deflated, or maybe they're frustrated, or maybe hitting their goals, they have that idea of what they want to hit and it isn't happening as quickly as they would like, which we can relate to. Sometimes that's how life works. So it's really for those people out there who want more out of life, who are on track to create more and whatever that looks like, and just want a companion along the way with you to hear some stories from other people and really to help that person with some ideas to move forward. Because the way the book's written, it's, short stories, but at the end of every chapter, there is that reflections on resilience that's really for that reader. Take a pen, go through it, because it's going to help you for the next time you get hit with a little bump in the road, or even just to help you in terms of navigating life's challenges as you're growing and going through life.
Now, you mentioned earlier before we hit the record button that this book is actually part of a series that you're kind of thinking about doing? Actively working on, correct?
I am. I'm actively working on it. I'm already on book number two. So very, very excited about that. And it's interesting. And this is why I just share with people, be open, because to go from, you know, not really having a book on my life goals to now it's a series, it's been an incredible journey. But I just, when I'm grateful to be on, and again, the vision, and it's something I encourage people, is you want to have a vision for what you're creating. Yes, you want to begin with the end in mind and work backwards. And when I first started and decided on the book, because I've always, on my heart was to create something, but also to take my experience as an athlete and my experience in business and put it into something. So originally the book was just going to be one book with stories mixing athletes and entrepreneurs. And then when I sat down and started to make a list of people's stories who I'd love to reach out to, the list just kept growing. And then it was like, okay, this is actually more than one book. This is a series of books, because the stories, there's so many incredible stories out there. And so, we're working on book number two right now and very, very excited about it.
Are we allowed to talk a little bit more about this?
Sure, we can talk a little bit more, Mike.
Yeah, right. If it's not ready to go enough. So, well, let me ask you this. Have you thought about, when you say the series, are you leaving sort of the end? It could be whatever number. It might be two books. It might be 22 books. Or do you have in mind already, this is going to be like a 5-book series?
I do. Well, I have 4 books for sure that I've already kind of outlined in terms of the story content and kind of the vision for that. That being said, again, I'm a very open person, because I truly believe if there is a desire, if I can help more people by continuing on with the series, it is something I'm open to. It's just right now to say, exact number, not necessarily, but the vision at least is for the 4 that I've kind of outlined.
And then just to clarify, when you wrote the first book, the series was not in mind at that point. Is that correct?
When I first decided to write the book, within the first week of making that decision, once I knew what the theme was going to be, the title, and as I started outlining, then I was like, oh, this is going to be a series. So
the reason I'm drilling down on that, that's something that I think I just published a 20th book. And now these are self-published. A lot of times the books aren't even public. They're done for a specific purpose, a specific group, whatever it might be, but it's 20 books now. And I don't know if the right word is mistakes, but I oftentimes don't think like you did, especially within that first week, like, oh, this could be a series. And I think that's a very important strategy for some people to think about. Is it beyond just a single book? Is there a series? And if you can identify that early on, so I had a series come, a book of books I wrote, but it kind of happened by accident over a number of years. And I'm kind of like, well, darn, I wish I had done this if I had known about it. So I think this idea, Phoebe, of knowing ahead of time, that's very powerful.
Thank you. And I really believe in visualizing. Mm-hmm. I've done that since I was an athlete, in terms of like my teammates would laugh because we do our physical warm up, then I'd be on the bench like for 5 minutes, just kind of visualizing myself in the game and going in hard. And so that's always been very important to me. And so with the book, it sort of just happened now, I literally was like, okay, God, am I supposed to be doing this book thing? And I always joke, because I say I have this open the door, close the door. And when I had the idea for the name, like in terms of the name, Never Quit on a Bad Day, it was like little signs where I was like, okay, well, if the domain's available, then I know the door's open, right. Move forward, you know? So it's kind of, within that first week, I did have the vision did come to me to do this series. That being said, it was also because at the end of the day, we have to take one step forward. And that's something I always encourage people, because as you start taking those steps forward, then you start to see other things. Had I not committed and said, yes, I'm going to write this book, yes, this is going to be the name of it, yes, this is going to be the theme of it, yes, like I'm taking action, I'm taking these little steps forward, I'm starting to write down names of people who, right away I knew I wanted it to be a compilation of short stories, because I love stories and there's so many people and different backgrounds. And I think someone will always connect with someone, when you share different stories. And so once I started doing that, that's when the vision grew a little bit. And then it was like, okay, well, hold on a second. And so I just encourage people, it starts with that first step. You don't have to have everything mapped out, but as you start to take those steps forward, then you start to get a little bit more clarity. And then within that first week, it was like, okay, well, this needs to be a book again, giving a little teaser. I mentioned I wanted to combine my business and my athletics. The first book features stories from business owners. So, hint, 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 the next book will feature stories from athletes. And then from there, it just kind of became more clear some other things that I really just want to share and help people. And again, I'm feeling so inspired and encouraged as I'm working on these books and these projects as well, too.
Yeah, and the other powerful opportunity you have is really building a brand, if you will, of these books. I mean, obviously, think Chicken Soup for the Soul books, right? I mean, I don't know if they had the original idea it was going to grow as big and be as impactful as it has been, but there's just, a ton of opportunity. And you've got that aura about you, so I think you're going to probably do it. So let's talk about your author journey. There you go. There you go. She's showing me a never quit mug. So, being a first-time author with your first book, fairly recently published, what's something that you can share with the audience, Phoebe, as far as a way that you have used that was, that was good for you, that, had some good positive results for getting that book out there? What was there any one thing or any couple things that you did back when you launched or even since then, really just to get the word out about your book?
Yeah, so again, being a first-time author, I definitely leaned on just learning, right? The beautiful thing, there's incredible people who can provide guidance. There's experts and authors who, like yourself, who, people who are sharing their knowledge and what they've done. And so that was really helpful. So a couple things. I did create an advanced reader team. So I
Good for
reached
you.
out to
Yeah.
people who I know, who are well networked, and one of the keys that with creating this advanced reader team, there are people who I've contributed to first. I didn't just go randomly like hit up people. It was people who I had a relationship with, people who I knew I've added value in terms of their life that I thought, okay, I'm going to ask this person. Here's this book that I've created. One thing I didn't do, I didn't tell people I was writing a book. It really came down to when I reached out to the advanced readers, I was like, so here's what I've been working on. I've appreciated you. I've admired you. Are you open to reading an advanced copy? So that's one strategy that I definitely recommend. Create your advanced reader team of people who can help get the word out there in terms of reading the book, providing feedback. And then once the book's published, putting it out there in terms of social media and pictures and reviews and things like that. And then the other thing is podcasts, really being open to sharing more about the book journey, really giving at first, like having that heart-centered give mentality first is so important. And that I've just been open as people reach out and like, hey, can we have you on my podcast? Can we do a video? Can we do this? Absolutely, absolutely. I want to. I'm open to it and sharing. So those would be two things, that advanced reader team, and then as well, really, being open to sharing the message and from a standpoint of what can you give? So how can you give more than you're actually even receiving out of your contribution?
Great, great advice. What about either a mistake that you made with the first book that you don't plan on making with the second book, or just something that you learned that you're going to, you'd want to warn others about? Because obviously we both know there's a lot of opportunities to make mistakes or, whatever. Did anything happen from the first book you're not going to do with the second?
Yeah, I don't know if it's necessarily a mistake. I definitely think it's something I can learn from, right? And one of the things was, as I just shared, I didn't tell anyone I was writing a book. It was very much like, hey, guess what, everybody? Here's this book,
Really, yeah.
which I have learned. In some ways, I think it was fun for people because they're like, what? I just saw you last week. Like, you didn't even say anything, so that in that way, it was fun. But also what I have learned is, it's nice to invite people along your journey of writing the book and the stages and, making your community, if you will, in terms of social media and your friends and family, letting them know milestones, right? And also having those people who can celebrate you. Now, I did have a small crew of, advisors and mentors who helped me. So they knew what was happening and they were there to cheer on and whatnot as well. However, sometimes it is nice to let people know. So one thing definitely with this next book is letting people know, hey, I'm working on the next book, and letting people, kind of see some of those milestones as they start to evolve, because that's another way too to create that community around your book. And so that would be something I'd share for the listeners as well, is it's okay. Yes, it's okay to, if you want to make it a surprise. However, you may get more traction if you start letting people know along the journey of writing your book and creating your book.
Again, very insightful. Thank you. So, Phoebe, as we get ready to wrap up here, I always like to ask the question, and I can't wait to hear your answer, of what it has meant so far for you to be a published book author? What's the impact that it has made, either to you personally, or if you want to share a story about how it's impacted others? But I'd love to hear about the impact of being a published book author.
Yeah, even hearing you say it, it still feels surreal. It really does. It's still one of those, wow, I wrote a book. Okay, cool. So that just, it warms my heart. Really what keeps me going is the feedback and reviews and what I've heard from other people who have read the book. That absolutely can bring me to tears to hear how these stories and the reflection on resilience and the videos, how it has encouraged people. I heard from a friend who read the book and she's starting a business, like she's excited. It led her to, you know, because there's in one of the reflections on resilience, it talks about what's one of your dreams, what's something you've always, because I feel like sometimes we shut off the dreaming part of our brain. And so it talks about that. And what's one thing you can do? And she shared with me, like, she has a vision now for what she wants to create. And it's always been there. It just kind of moved her into action, if you will. And she went and registered her business name. And so just hearing that, and then the feedback from people who, you know, they're going through a tough time. And now they're like, oh, I hear that saying, never quit on a bad day. And that was really important to me, was whether someone ever picks up the book, that they, once they hear never quit on the bad day, it sticks with them, and that it'll inspire them, whether they're at the gym, whether it's, you know, the first time they go for a workout, whether it's with a relationship, whether it's with their job or a business, that regardless, you know, absolutely the book is incredible and there's a lot of valuable tips and suggestions. That being said, if you never pick up the book, just hearing the saying never quit on a bad day, my goal is that it'll inspire you to keep going, because as we start living and going after our dreams and our passions, it naturally creates a ripple effect that continues to grow for other people to do the same.
It really is an awesome, I don't want to use the word brand, but it's the best way. I mean, really, it's such a powerful statement. And like you said, the fact that it was all there for you and now you own it and this is yours, how cool is that? So, well, Phoebe, thank you very much. I appreciate your time today. I appreciate you and sharing just your wisdom, and congratulations on the first book and however many are coming in the future. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Mike. Truly, it's an honor. And I just appreciate everything that you're doing, and congratulations on book number 20. That's incredible. So keep doing it, keep shining, and you're inspiring people like myself as well. So thank you.
Well, that wraps up another episode of the Author Factor podcast. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on Apple iTunes. Subscribe, tell a friend, and go grab the notes and extras at theauthorfactor.com. And to learn more about my unique short book publishing services, please check out bitesizebooks.com. See you next time.